Everything you remember. Is mostly lies.
What are you laughing at?
Not even for your junk store?
No. I don't sell cursed items.
I have a feeling that like you would though. Like
I would keep it in a locked safe and somebody would come in and they'd be like, I need to see something that really is stupid and just distracts me from the apocalypse by how stupid and idiotic it is. And I'd be like, I've got just the thing.
Oh my god. I see your post-apocalyptic junk store being very needful things. And people just come in there and get their soul taken away after 3 days.
Well, if they don't know how to negotiate, that's on them.
Yeah, probably sell a lot of monkey paws.
No, I wouldn't have any type of monkey items in there.
Not even like just a monkey to help you or anything?
No, it would probably tear my face off.
Nah, don't get a chimpanzee.
Rip my feel like a nice monkey. Like an orangutan, I'd get that.
No, they're boring and slow.
But they just hang out.
Yeah, just no, that would be cool.
There. Yeah. Or a silverback gorilla, that would be cool.
Just chilling there in the corner, like.
Yeah.
That would be
really
cool.
Yeah, that'd be
cool. Instead of a fucking dog or a lion, I got a silverback gorilla.
No, I feel like I'd have a robot. I think robots would be around.
Hopefully, it's the apocalypse.
I'd have one of those Boston Dynamics dog robots.
They're going to find them everywhere, too.
Yeah.
In fact, there probably isn't even real animals in the apocalypse.
There would be.
Nah, we're just eating people and vegetables.
Just people and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Vegan.
Maybe not fish, because fish are disgusting.
I would rather eat a fish than a person.
Everything in the ocean is disgusting. Don't eat anything out of the ocean.
There's lake fish. I'll eat lake fish.
That's even worse.
River fish. The
slightly
cleanest fish
better.
You can get.
Yeah, the cleanest, but no. They come from the ocean sometimes.
And you think the people that we're eating are going to be any less gross?
I digress. They're probably... Well, I would pick out, like, a really tasty-looking person, you know?
You think you're gonna have a choice in the apocalypse?
Yeah?
No, all the tasty people died at the beginning of whatever caused the apocalypse. They don't survive the apocalypse. The gross people like us survive. And the druggies, and... Yeah, the tough, chewy people.
And shit. Yeah. The tough, chewy people.
Yeah. All the delicious people got vaporized instantly. Are kinda... picked off by the aliens.
Yeah, or already eaten.
Yeah.
So it'd be like a blessing to be eaten. So maybe that's what my goal would be, is to eventually become somebody's food. So I'd start working out, you know, eating a lot of vegetables, drinking a lot of water, not eating people.
If you work out too much, you'll become stringy and tough, though.
Oh, okay.
You just need to, like, be out grazing in a field. Just a free range.
A free range human?
Yeah.
All right, cool. I can do that.
Yeah. Feed you plenty of cheese and...
There's no cheese in the apocalypse. I already told you that the animals are gone. We're eating people.
If the animals are gone, we would be gone. I don't see us outliving animals. There'd have to be some kind of animal out there.
All right, there's chicken.
Chicken cheese. Figure it out.
What?
We'll figure it out.
Alright, so I'm out there eating chicken cheese off the field. I'm looking good, and you're like, I want that one. Alright, cool.
Yeah.
Now, would you hunt me down, or like, how would you want to do that? Would you just like, bag him up? Or...
Well, do you know what's coming? I mean, do you know you're about to be eaten?
I think so, yeah. I've been out there, like, doing the whole thing. I don't know, working out and eating cheese.
So, but you want to be eaten.
I guess, yeah. That's the new thing. instead of eating people. I want to be pretty enough now to be eaten.
I'd probably shoot you.
Damn.
With a crossbow.
Through the neck? Yeah.
No. Well, see, that's... I was going to say through the eye, but then I'm like, but then if
but
I want to
mount
your mount
my head,
on the wall.
You can't, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's... I'll use one of my robots. It'll punch you in the third vertebrae, killing you instantly. Yeah.
Nah.
Preserving the head for mounting.
Okay, yeah.
On the wall, not other ways.
In your freezer?
Yeah.
All right, cool. It'll be a good apocalypse then if that can work out.
Yeah. It's kind of
I have no, it seems like since we've talked about all this, I have no options. You won't sell to me from your junk store. You won't let me work with you. And apparently
I never said
you don't.
That.
Yeah, we've had this conversation. You said you didn't like the way I did business.
Well, you can do other things. You don't have to be at the front desk.
Okay, good. Because I don't really want to be killed and eaten.
Well, then you can bury the bodies.
Oh, okay. How many people do you plan on killing in the apocalypse?
Anybody who gets in my way.
See, that's when you fired me. Because I said we didn't need this crap.
Just don't get in my way.
You carry just conduits, empty electrics.
See, don't question my things and don't look at me wrong. Don't get in my way.
Yeah, I'll just open a different shore, like down the way.
Oh, you think that's not going to get you killed being my competition?
Not a junk store. It'll be something different.
Okay. Yeah, you could open like...
I'll open a chicken
a doctor's
cheese store.
Office.
What? No, I'm trying to make money.
Just tell them you're a doctor. They don't know it's the apocalypse.
That's true.
Yeah. You do whatever you want.
And I hope I have like access to your iPod so I can watch a bunch of shows or listen to a bunch of music and then regurgitate it back and be like, yeah, this is a song I wrote. Hey, Jude.
See, that's weird. I think in the apocalyptic situation, we would still have some internet because of Starlink.
Probably, yeah.
And there's power, and
we just gotta get something that's not on the internet.
Reading has a 2.6 gigawatt power plant. I don't know what it runs off of, but it's like even if the grid went down, parts of Reading would still technically have power, and the dam, like, it would still generate electricity.
Okay, well, this is like 20 years down the road.
Maybe.
Well, actually, we probably started getting everything ready by now.
Thank you for listening.